On a recent afternoon, I rode around the northern part of Austin, Indiana, in Scott County's Mobile Needle Exchange Unit. Brittany Combs, the county's public health nurse, stopped the SUV at a rundown two-story house, one she had been to before. One of the users was media shy, so I stayed inside while she opened up the back of the vehicle to hand out needles to three different people.
I got two new people signed up, which is fantastic. So he's a repeat, and then I got the two new ones, which is good.
The program seems to be gaining momentum. Governor Mike Pence first authorized the exchange in late March, but when it got up and running in early April, business was slow. Only four people came by in the first couple days. Now, more than 170 people have signed up.
Yesterday, we had people like waving us down, like, stop, stop. I'm like, oh, okay, sorry. Like, they're like running after us now. So I'm like, that's awesome.
Drug users aren't the only ones who had to warm up to the idea. Many people in Scott County, including Combs herself, feared that handing out needles would enable drug use. Combs changed her mind when she really looked at the research, which shows that needle exchanges reduce the spread of infectious diseases such as hepatitis C and HIV.
I just didn't know anything about needle exchanges. And I was like everybody else, thinking that, you know, oh, you're just giving an IV drug user needles and you're enabling them. So once I did the research and I saw how they worked, you know, I agreed to it.
The needle exchange does not strictly adhere to best practices generally accepted by national experts. Needle exchanges typically hand out more needles than one person needs, so a user can pass them on to their friends. But Scott County's program requires each individual to register, and they only get enough needles to last a week, which keeps them in regular contact with health workers. Combs says this setup helps connect users to treatment options. That was important to get the community on board.
And, you know, a lot of people in our community are really conservative, and they really didn't understand how it worked. But when we explain how the program's set up, then they agree to it. They're like, oh, okay, I totally see how that works now. So that's really been helpful.
One of the converts was Austin's chief of police, Don Spicer. Before the exchange, Spicer arrested anyone he caught with a syringe. Now he lets them go, as long as they have a card to prove they're participating in the program.
In the beginning, I was not for it at all because I felt like we were enabling. But knowing that, identifying the positive people and medicating those positive people, then I have to accept that is a good thing. But if I didn't have that knowledge, I'd still be against it.
At a recent public hearing to discuss extending the needle exchange, no one spoke out against it. But even though it sailed through the hearing, not everyone is sold on the idea. Riding around with Spicer and Brittany Combs, multiple people expressed dissatisfaction with the exchange. And Combs says health workers have seen a lot of comments on Facebook from people who are against it. But for Combs, the benefits are obvious.
And now doing the program, I know it works. You know, seeing the people, I know we are helping people. And I know of at least five people that were HIV negative, that are in the needle program, that just got retested, that are all still negative. So I know we've saved five people from getting HIV.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jake Harper.